famous last words.
There's no Ho Chi Minh, there's no Slobodan Milosevic, there's no Palestinian Authority. There is a widely dispersed group of people that we roughly call the enemy.
The late Richard Holbrooke's concerns about the possibility of a quagmire in Afghanistan were well known. Who now in the U.S. Foreign Service has the diplomacy skills to face the difficulties in South Asia?
Holbrooke was one of the last of a generation of diplomats, the changing of the rear guard at the U.S. State Department, finding a very foggy bottom. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A memorial service for the late Richard Holbrooke down in Washington today is a chance to reflect on the changing of the guard at the U.S. State Department on this Friday, January 14th.
And let's get a look at the top of the news this morning. In Arizona, 2,000 people attended a funeral for 9-year-old Christina Taylor Green in Tucson. Outside the church where a funeral was held for the little girl born on September 11, 2001, hundreds more people lined both sides of the street for more than a quarter mile. Tucson resident Connie Kuhn says she was moved to see all the people who showed up just to line the road outside the funeral.
I'm proud of my community rallying around and supporting everyone, but it's sad that it took this to bring us here.
Later today, more than 100 judges nationwide are expected to attend the funeral of Arizona federal judge John Roll, one of six people killed in the weekend shooting spree. Several of the 14 people injured in that shooting have now been released from the hospital. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is still in critical care, but neurosurgeon Michael Lamole says she's making remarkable progress.
A lot of medicine is outside of our control, and we're wise to acknowledge miracles.
Giffords is now able to keep her eyes open for as long as 15 minutes and has regained movement of her legs and hands.
Giffords' husband, astronaut Mark Kelly, is still set to lead an upcoming mission to the International Space Center. But at Kelly's request, NASA has named a backup. NASA spokesman Michael Curie says astronaut Rick Struckow will train as commander.
This will allow the crew and the mission support team to continue training and getting ready for the mission, while at the same time allowing Mark Kelly the time that he needs with his family.
The launch of that shuttle Endeavour is scheduled for mid-April.
Over the weekend, Republicans head to Baltimore for their annual winter retreat. In a departure from last year's gathering, President Obama is not invited. They'll be voting on the next Republican National Committee chairman. The session is intended to re-energize the party and set the course for the months ahead. After a week of suspended activity, House Republicans say they plan to put a repeal of the Health Care Act back on their next week's agenda. In Afghanistan, a presidential commission says military operations in the Kandahar area have caused more than $100 million in damage to homes and farms over the past 6 months. Meanwhile, the Afghan education minister says the Taliban is prepared to drop a ban on schooling girls.
An update on diplomacy in Afghanistan coming up. Iraqi authorities say 12 terrorist detainees disguised in police uniforms have escaped from a Basra prison. This as Vice President Biden caps off a series of meetings in Iraq with a session with the Kurdish president in the city of Erbil. The Treasury Department today plans to convert its preferred shares of an AIG into nearly 1.7 billion shares of common stock. The move will give the agency a 92% stake in AIG. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are down. Futures for Wall Street are mixed. The Dow gets underway at 11,731. The S&P opens at 1,283. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2735.
Well, later on this hour, we're going to have a preview of the upcoming Golden Globe Awards that are this Sunday with Takeaway Movie Date hosts Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer. But we want you to join us in the conversation and give us your favorite films of 2010. And let us know if you think there's a reason why one would win an Oscar and a Golden Globe. I mean, is there a difference in the character of those two awards?
Well, the Globes also do TV as well.
They do, absolutely.
So it's a much wider range.
Yes. Give us a call at 877-8-MYTAKE. You can also post a comment at our website, thetakeaway.org. But in the meantime, we have a look ahead. The future of U.S. diplomacy in Afghanistan after the death of Richard Holbrooke.